Do you have any trials? Any challenges? In Acts 17, the Holy Spirit records the Apostle Paul being driven by persecution out of Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea. Facing such trials, the Holy Spirit says, give it your best with endurance and confidence in Christ. Listen to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3 to 5. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. With baseball rather diminished this summer, perhaps a baseball illustration can be striking. It's the bottom of the ninth. You're behind by 10, and there are two outs. Are you still going to give it your best? Or give up? Maybe just a little bit inwardly? Well, you get a little hit, but it's an easy out. Are you going to run it out or quit? You look pretty foolish walking halfway to the dugout when they boot it and you could have made it. What about when a spiritual challenge seems hopeless and we barely deflect a lame grounder? Do we give up? Do we feel, why should I even try? Or we pop up a little blooper, caught up in the same sin again, because too often we tend to think, my way has got to be better than God's way. Or what's the point? Why should I keep struggling against my sinful flesh? Such a battle seemed over at Thessalonica. The Apostle Paul had only been able to preach there for three Sabbaths and then was driven out. And yet the Apostle Paul did not give up. He gave them the word of Christ. The Holy Spirit rallied God's people. And even though they were way behind in the bottom of the ninth, they triumphed. The Lord's team triumphed over Satan. And more, the Lord brought this inspired word to his people throughout the world, throughout the centuries, even to you. He's directing our hearts to Christ, who calls us in our text to endure, to give it our best, even when facing apparently hopeless challenges. Challenged with the demand for flawless righteousness, Christ didn't give up. Even with every thought in his mind, he perfectly kept the commandments of God in our place. Burdened with the guilt of the world, separated from his own Father, tempted with the sensations of hopelessness, Christ's love did not give up, but endured to win forgiveness and salvation for you. Directed by that loving endurance of Christ, we can keep fighting sin, even unto death. It will indeed be worse than foolish to be found walking to the dugout, giving the game over to Satan, when Christ's loving endurance has the game won for you. Give it your best, enduring in Christ. The Apostle Paul speaks not only of endurance, but also of confidence. You know, that base runner that has no confidence that he can steal second, and so is scared to get a good lead off, gets a feeble start, and stops halfway wondering if he should go, is probably not going to make it. How could the Apostle Paul have confidence in the Thessalonians? He'd only been there a few weeks. They may have been intense, but certainly he'd only given them the basics of faith. And indeed, the reports that he had soon received demonstrated that they had major misunderstandings, even disobedience. But it was Christ that called Paul to preach his word. And it is Christ who has promised, Isaiah 55, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and cause it to bring forth buds, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall accomplish what I please and prosper in the thing for which I sent it." That's where Paul's confidence was, in the word of Christ, knowing that it is the power of God unto salvation for them and for you. Though we may not always feel confident, maybe not confident about following his word or sharing his word, the Spirit is directing our hearts to Christ, who calls us to give it our best with confidence in him. Yes, burdened with the guilt of the world, separated from his own Father, tempted with the sensations of hopelessness, his love did not give up, but gave himself even into death for you and me. He did that confident in his Father's promise, praying, remember, "Not my will, but yours be done. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Directed by this confidence of Christ, we also can give it our best, following his word, sharing his word, even when it seems hopeless. How foolish indeed we look plodding back to the dugout when our lame hit suddenly would have gotten us on base. And Christ has promised that despite all of our lame hits, he does not just get the repentant sinner on base, he gets him all the way home. Give it your best, confident in Christ. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 50.
Lord, dismiss us with a blessing, fill our hearts with joy and peace. Let us each thy love possessing, triumph in redeeming grace. Oh, refresh us, traveling through this wilderness. Thanks we give and adoration for thy gospel's joyful sound. May the fruits of thy salvation in our hearts and lives abound. Ever faithful, ever faithful. the signals given, us from earth to call away. Born on angels' wings to heaven, glad the summons to obey.